AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Tonight, flags and controversy, and sadly, some extreme temperatures taking the life of a little girl. What's the cause of concern or the buzz in your backyard? I think some of it has to do with taxes, because once we hit March, people who have procrastinated are waiting to put pencil to paper or hire someone anyway to do it for them. I love the commercials that they have out that say, oh, how was your year? Did you take that vacation? Look, you were water skiing with the family, and then you had the business trip. Like, they're trying to make it like this is just a way to go back and look at your year and get it all down. TurboTax, that's what we're doing here. Right. I don't know anybody getting money back or owing money or anything in between that really enjoys tax season. And, you know, the craziest story of all has to be the story about the California couple that stumbled on the $10 million worth of historic gold from the late 1800s. So it's on their property. It's in an old container, uncirculated coins, unbelievable condition, the coins. And wow, what a rush that was. But knowing that people would rush to their property, they didn't want to really advertise it too much. They went to experts in the field and talked about selling them and that kind of stuff. You know, what you would do if you bumped into a few perfect coins in your backyard, yeah, like over 1,000 of them. So then the story breaks about this treasure trove, and it turns out there's this cockamamie IRS rule that was put in place in the 60s that says that that's taxable. If you come across treasure, it's taxable. Are you kidding me? The IRS will get a giant chunk of that money. Now that the story's out there, pardon the pun, but the coins might be uncirculated, but the story's not. It's circulated. And they're going to have to pay. They're going to have to pay like 47% on it, something like that, almost half of what they would get. And who knows what they get for the coins, but it's going to be high. And now they're going to have to pay the three dreaded letters money on top of that. Doesn't it just figure? I don't know why that chafes me so much. I think it's because, of course, they want some money. Of course, there's a crazy law that was on the books in California in 1969. It hasn't been removed. It's there and says if you come across treasure, you have to pay. You have to pay, period, end of story. And think gold rush and all of that. So the IRS, that's what they were thinking, probably. Oh, gold rush. There's probably some gold in them Bower Hills. If somebody digs it out, we want to make sure that we get a piece of it, too. And the ironic thing is coins were a big investment for a lot of people because they're not taxable. They weren't taxable. That was the whole thing about coins. So now it happens that it's treasure of the coin variety, and they will have to pay. And how do they finagle their way out of that? They can't. It's everywhere. That story is everywhere. You know how we like to mix it up here on America Tonight. We zig and zag sometimes in different directions, but always on a much straighter path than the American men's hockey team did against Canada. I had to throw that in. I'm still hurting from that one. So you're invited to the party, 855-266-5283. Let's go to our leadoff man, Tomas, in Michigan. Hello, Tomas.
Well. I'm taking my Russian classes now because I'm thinking of just changing my citizenship to, you know, Russian. I mean, I'm a Putin fan now. What can I say? You know?
You're a Putin fan.
Yeah. I'm a Putinisky, a Putinovsky. I don't know. I mean, the guy, you know, he has turned the communists into capitalists, and Obama has turned the capitalists into communists, you know? I mean, but it's incredible. He's going to go into Ukraine now and take what he wants, and no one is going to do anything.
I agree. Yeah. I agree. I'm glad you brought that up. I was talking about this last night, that's what's going to happen here because it's his for the taking. And we, Tomas, the United States, is loaning $1 billion in this whole thing in the middle of it.
Putin waited till we gave him the money, and he's going to take
exactly.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I mean, look, if we didn't do anything when the Syrians, who have been on the gold medal stand for supporting terrorism for like 3 decades, when the Syrians started gassing innocent civilians and the United States stood back and did nothing.
Yeah.
You know, right there, that was the end of the show for America. In other words, no matter what we say, it's just people are just going to say, just keep taking selfies there, dude. Don't worry about it. We got it.
Yeah.
We are out of the picture now. And he doesn't have to take the whole country. He's just going to take the parts that he wants. You know, the parts that have the gas, pipelines, and no one is going to do anything. And it's because Russia has a leader who grew up loving his country. You know, he was raised loving his country. And we have a leader here who was raised hating this country. That's all fact. I mean, you know, his dad and his mom were communists and he was raised by a bunch of revolutionaries, and he was raised in Indonesia. And come on, it's and so right now the American people have no pride. They have no American exceptionalism anymore. You know, it's not like when we put men on the moon half a century ago. You know, we were proud of being Americans. Not anymore. I don't think you can even say that. I think it's politically incorrect to say, yeah, we're the best. No, but the Russians now, you know what? The Russians are starting to say we're the best. And I'll tell you what, if you go back into history, Putin is using the same little strategy that Hitler used. He'd go to a country like Austria and say, look at all these Germans in Austria. They want to be part of Germany. I just want to make them part of the motherland. And he did that to Austria. Then what did he do? He went over to Czechoslovakia. Same thing. They had a big German population. And you know what? Ukraine's got a Russian population. Remember in Georgia? When he went to Georgia, it was, oh, the Russians in Georgia are being discriminated against. He went in there. Going to do the same thing in Ukraine. And, you know, it's going to get to the point, I believe, where the Europeans are going to go, who can we rely on, really, when it gets down to the nitty-gritty? Because Putin, at least, he acts like a man. And Obama, he must be one of those special Facebook genders.
Genders. Tomas, interesting. You threw out some interesting things. As far as proud Americans, for sure, you have a great weekend. I am a proud American. I know Tomas is a proud American. Has that really been sucked out of our vocabulary? Is he right in his analogy of Putin? We'll talk about that and the Oscars next. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Hi, this is Steve Spillum for Midas Resources. In 1971, President Nixon took the United States off the gold standard and put us into a fiat currency. This allowed Congress and the Federal Reserve to create trillions of dollars out of thin air. The national debt has risen to incredible heights, and your hard-earned dollars buy a small fraction of what they once did. The average life expectancy for a fiat currency is 27 years. The dollar is failing and on borrowed time. When currencies fall, people turn to gold and silver because gold and silver have been real money for more than 5,000 years. It is our mission at Midas Resources to help you preserve your capital. Don't let your personal savings shrink to nothing. For important free information on how you can protect your personal wealth, contact me, Steve Spillum, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Call today while we are still accepting dollars for gold and silver. 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Make a change in your financial security today. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 308.
Hey everyone, have you heard about the no-no hair removal device that's sweeping the globe? If you want to go weeks without shaving and get smooth, professional, quality results, here's our favorite host, Cheryl, for no-no hair removal.
Thanks. Hey gals, I love talking about my no-no. It's this cute little hair removal system that you can take with you and use almost anywhere at home or on the road. No more expensive in-office treatments, painful waxing, and no more wasting your valuable time. Got unwanted facial hair? No-no has patented Thermacon technology that works on all hair and skin colors, so it's perfect for using on all body parts. And now you can take advantage of this incredible risk-free trial. Get the No-No, the facial kit, a travel case, and a $100 discount shopping card, and you don't risk a penny to try it. Try the incredible No-No hair completely risk-free. Call 1-800-953-6062. That's 800-953-6062. 800-953-6062.
Do you like this dress? Because I think the neckline's a little plunging.
Rayon, the whole purpose of this study is to determine if AZT is helping people.
Come on, Evie, you know there ain't no helping me.
All right, that's a little clip from the Dallas Buyers Club. And if you know the story, it's up for Best Picture. It's one of several. American Hustle, Captain Phillips, Gravity, Her, Nebraska, Philomena, 12 Years as a Slave, and The Wolf of Wall Street, all in that same category competing. The Dallas Buyers Club is about a guy who was a heterosexual guy who fooled around with the wrong person, basically cutting to the chase, and he was kind of a cowboy. He was a cowboy who did rodeo, and he got AIDS. And got AIDS in a time period where people were dying and there was no answers or drugs to slow it down, just a lot of confusion. And there was experimental things. So he got the experimental treatments because the FDA wouldn't approve and he was going to wait. He'd say he'd be dead if he waited. And people would come and they would buy the stuff from him. He would make runs and he would sell it to them. And they had these buyers clubs in different parts around the country, and they had one in Dallas. They told him when he was diagnosed he had a couple of, I don't want to spoil this for anyone, but he had a couple of months to live. And he ended up, true story, and he ended up living 7 years longer than they had said. So it is an interesting tale. It's an incredible performance by Matthew McConaughey and Jared Leto, who you heard there. He was in that clip. We'll talk about the awards kind of as we move along, because we do cheap movie reviews. So I think it's only fair to throw out a little bit about the statues anyway. I was thinking, who would we give best actor to if it was a politician? Who would win that award? Best actor. Who is the best actor on the Hill? I think the best actor is, I mean, there's some obvious choices. The old guard, I would say Harry Reid. And the reason I say Harry Reid is, I mean, some of the stuff that happened with Harry Reid in Las Vegas and in Nevada when he narrowly, there was a Tea Party candidate that almost knocked him off. And I thought, this guy is so arrogant, so incredibly full of himself, plays up what I think are phony platitudes to other people. I mean, and maybe I'm dead wrong about it. It just seems that way, that he seems like he's imbibing the whole acting thing to me as he stands in front of the microphones on various issues. So he wins best actor for me as far as politicians are concerned. But trust me, there are a lot of people in that list, a lot of people that would absolutely make that list. All right, so Tomas brought up the whole thing about Putin and how he was on display, really, during the Olympics, and that the, you know, now what's happening with the Ukraine, and Putin can certainly step in there, and we've seen that before, and how Russia is gaining some critical mass when it comes to allies and what's happening on the world stage. And of course, we couldn't have a thicker thaw wrapped around the United States and Russia. But is there a waning of proud Americans? Do you feel like that's what's started to happen? And when we look at innovation and we look what's happening around the country, I would say I would disagree with Tomas in one sense. I still think it's power to the people. And the people, the backbone of the country, have, I think there still is a lot of that American pride. I think they have that American pride. They want to wave the flag. They want to be there on 4th of July for more than just the hot dogs. There is a threat of people who are fascinated by the history and want to see certain principles upheld. I do believe that. Because as much as you either are a fan of the Tea Party or a critic of the Tea Party, what was the basis originally of the Tea Party, the frustrations over what was happening? I mean, this is why I say eventually, and I know there are many that disagree, we'll end up with some kind of a third party. Because of the disillusioned people with the two-party system now, thinking, okay, there's got to be something better. There's got to be a better way to do this. It has to be another party. So I'm going to say there still is American pride. There still is. But these are certainly interesting times, and it's not the kind of American pride that we saw back in the day after World War II and the parade down the canyons and the way we revered the military and how strong we were on the world stage. I'll give you that. And that was I think that was the gist of what he was saying. There is a difference as to how the United States is viewed in some places now compared to the way it used to be viewed. And it like goes back to that story. I mean, how crazy is this? The federal court saying that the high school didn't violate any kind of constitutional rights when students couldn't wear their American flag T-shirts. And they made them turn them inside out on Cinco de Mayo or be sent home because they thought there was going to be violence. Now, to be fair, at this high school in San Jose, there is massive white Latino problems. Clashing, big time clashing at Live Oak High School. But I get celebrating Cinco de Mayo Day, but why can't there be a celebration of the American flag as well. I mean, what, you know, listen, Cinco de Mayo, proud for your ethnic background, but proud to be an American, right? And maybe that's it. Maybe there's something about that that it, we don't say that as much. Do you ever start off and say you're American? Well, if you're in another country, as I was just in another country, and that's what I said. People would ask me, where are you from? America. I would. I would say I'm an American. And, of course, they would know once I spoke, but they weren't sure at first. I don't know why, but I would say that. And then go into the rigmarole of where, what state do you live in and all that kind of stuff. And I'm always proud to say that. I really am. I'm always proud to say that. And I welcome the challenge because that's what does happen. Then people will start challenging me. And even in Grenada, some of the writers from the Caribbean islands questioned me about the United States. And maybe that goes to Tomas's point. To ask me about Obama and how I felt about the policies and why isn't the United States doing this and why aren't they intervening here and what are they doing in the military. I mean, really taking some chunks out of the country. I'm wanting to talk about that and wanting to get my opinion on it. So that's an island of 100,000 people, and there were people there from a few other neighboring islands, but that was their point of view. So that has happened, for sure. So in San Jose, when they can't figure out a way to say, why can't we have a Mexican flag and the American flag to celebrate Cinco de Mayo? Why can't we do that? Why can't we not beat each other up? Because aren't you proud to be an American, too? So proud of the heritage, background, proud of being American. Isn't there any way to stymie that problem, that violence, and it ends up in a courtroom instead? And then the kids who want to wear T-shirts with American flag can't do it. I mean, isn't this the United States of America? The idea that it's offensive to wear something patriotic, regardless of what day it is. After this story happened, the first time around, I went through, out of curiosity's sake, I went through my wardrobe and I looked for T-shirts. I really did this. I looked for T-shirts or something that had American flags on it. And maybe, and there may be more, but I came up with 10, and that's not including like a lapel pin or anything. I came up with 10 different pieces of clothing. A couple were on hats, like on the side. One was a USA hat from the Olympics. I had shirts from the 4th of July, all had flags on them. I don't get it. There has to be a better way. I mean, there has to be a better way. You might have one. 855-266-5283. Meet you on the flip side.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay, and after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terriganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terriganics. Life's getting better.
Such a car on what?
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
A Jag?
Yeah.
How much money you make?
I don't know. $72,000 last month.
You show me a pay stub for $72,000 on it, I quit my job right now and I work for you.
Ha. That was probably one of the best scenes from a movie that was just so brutal. The Wolf of Wall Street, nominated, as I mentioned before, for Best Picture. The thing that people recognize, you know, we do the numbers thing, we can count. The thing that people recognize about The Wolf of Wall Street is the F word was used over 500 times. I would be stunned if it wins Best Picture against 12 Years as a Slave or Dallas Buyers Club, even Nebraska or Gravity. My movie is American Hustle, but I don't think it wins Best Picture. I'm hoping it does. It was so well done, but I don't think so. So, they have that long show on Sunday night. I mean, my goodness. I think it starts at like 7 o'clock Eastern, and then it goes until practically midnight. Something like that. It's so long, they have to have seat fillers. Because there's just no way people are going to be sitting there through that whole thing. A lot of people like to talk about movies that were missed. Movies that didn't get nominated. And James Graham Crackers now has taken over the reins. How many people does it take to run America Tonight. Sometimes three. This time it's two. We had like the split version of the Karamazov brothers. First we had Kyle, and now we have James. James, you like movies, but a lot of your movies come from Netflix.
Oh, yes.
And you said that you saw the movie Her. Well, Her is on the list for an Academy Award for Best Picture. What was good about that movie? What, sell it to us. Why should we go see it?
Well, if you're the sort of person who gets really emotionally attached to machinery and technology, that's the romantic film for you.
Ba-dum-bump. All right, you hear that?
It really techno didn't sell people? It at all.
Yeah. Yeah, if you like robots, you're going to love this movie. It's great. Well, it's Scarlett Johansson's voice, right? And her voice is one of the key things in it. And the concept is interesting. And definitely people talked about the movie. So that's why it's on the list for Best Picture. So,
yeah, it was definitely her voice. Something there that was really warm and resonated, so it just felt real. Even though you never see the character, just the presence. Oh, that sold it.
Yeah. All right, so that's it. The presence. You never see her, but it's just the presence. Okay, I gotcha. Makes sense to me. So we'll mix in some of that conversation about the Oscars along the way, since we do the movie thing. And I always say this, if you've seen a movie and you want to give us a cheap movie review, call up or send it to me at americatonight.net. And it can be just a movie that you rented. For example, you know, James talking about Netflix, I like documentaries, and I saw the Mitt Romney documentary, just called Mitt. And actually, it was really well done. And it takes you through two different presidential runs. And his family and being on the road and the whole thing. And I would recommend it. It's actually, if you like to see the behind the scenes of politics, then it's pretty well done. And you get a different sort of insight into Romney by watching it. I mean, absolutely. You definitely do. So I would recommend it. If you're hanging around on your couch one day, you're bored, flip it on. Flip it on for sure. Some odds and ends that we want to mix into the conversation. And by the way, coming up in our next segment, we will do the mailbag. I know I've heard from people like Chris who says sometimes he's waiting with bated breath to find out who's going to be in the mailbag. Because we really do have a lot of different people who email us. We have consistent people, but then there's a lot of people that come out of nowhere and then we hear from them months later, so it's kind of, you know, sporadic. This to me is a huge odds and ends. The hacking. I mean, every time you turn around, everything's hacked into, and some of us have the opinion that, of course, nobody wants their information ripped off, and nobody wants to deal with what you have to deal with the hacking, but they're saying that in England, the UK, US spies are saying hacked into webcam feeds of Yahoo users. That they intercepted, stored a bunch of images from the people, large quantities. They say some of them were pretty explicit. And the Guardian dumped that out. So is this a violation? Well, of course. But I don't know. There's something about that. There's something that about turning the camera on for some people that turns their mind into turns them into different directions, which I don't get, but okay. So the fact is, no matter what was going on, the fact that they were snapping screenshots from user feeds and they were targeting people indiscriminately, regardless of whether they were a target or not, is lame. They're not a target, and you're taking that. So about 1.8 million around the world were accessed in a six-month period. All that imaging data. And it was between 2008 and 2012. It was run by the Brits, and it was assisted with the National Security Agency. And where do you think this information is coming from? You don't know current events if you haven't heard this name. Ed Snowden, that's right, the NSA contractor, was part of his data dump. Yep. 3% and 11% of Yahoo webcam images contained, by the way, and this is what they labeled it as, undesirable nudity. So what does that mean? Undesirable. They said that what would happen is people would use webcam conversations to show parts of their body off to somebody else. And so all of this was all in The Guardian. And it, no matter what, and Yahoo said it, it's a violation of user privacy that's unacceptable. And they're right, it is unacceptable. Definitely. The Optic Nerve Program is what it was called specifically. And naturally, they're denying knowledge of the program. Yahoo responded to it, and they said they didn't know the program. And they said, this is just wrong. And they've got to reform surveillance. They have to have a law consistent with what was talked about a couple of months ago. There's not any comments coming from the NSA. And the NSA doesn't ask its partners, they say, to undertake any intelligence activity that the U.S. government would be legally prohibited from undertaking itself. So somebody's lying, right? Somebody's lying about something here. Who is it, do you think? I don't know. I think it's disturbing that all of the emails and the phone conversations and the web chat, and it's your mind. And here's the thing. This is what it comes back down to. It comes back down to this. It's your taxpayer money, and it's my taxpayer money, right? I can think of so many things that are crippling to the nation that we could help solve or attempt to tackle versus wasting money on tapping into people who have no possibility of having terrorist ties. You know, we're not even saying about a good spy assimilating. We're saying that it's quite obvious that's not the case. So give me a break. Give me a break with that. It shouldn't happen. And the NSA should just reform some of what's going on there. I mean, there is you expect a certain right to privacy. Speaking of patriotic pride and living in America, that's part of the deal as an American of what we should be able to reasonably expect, right? Isn't that the reason for the Constitution? And, you know, you always find little gems in the Constitution. You know, I have a copy of the Constitution that is, and I have a couple copies, but I have one that is so dog-eared from carrying it around, because I'll think of something and something happens and I'll look it up to say, hey, you know what, I think that's covered in the Constitution. And we've probably had 20 different constitutional lawyers on the show, and it's fascinating to watch the breakdown of the people who know it inside out and looking at something that could become a law or somebody that could have their constitutional rights violated. It's wild to watch. Just that kid the other day got $50,000 because his freedom of speech was violated. I thought it was brilliant. Hang with us.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Yourself be overcome by sorrow. You will drown in it.
All right, that's a little clip of 12 years as a slave based on a real life event, obviously. And it's a good movie that's incredibly hard to watch in some areas. So it moves the needle and moves a lot of people, which it was designed to do, frankly. And will it get Best Picture or not? A lot of people feel that it has the best chance to win Best Picture besides Dallas Buyers Club. And the acting is excellent in it. Michael Fassbender is up for Best Supporting Actor and for Best Actress. You know, same thing. You've got a Best Actress category there, too, where you've got a nominee for the award, and it is a well done movie. So they have certainly have a good chance to win in the predicting category. I would say that because of the subject matter, the reality of it, if that's what Academy members are thinking, then it wins. Then it wins. And it's tough. I mean, so much of it is based on that. And can you believe, I mean, here we are, March 2nd. And it is, I've mentioned this already, it's like a crazy all-day affair. I mean, all-day affair. Where it's mind-bending. If they could just shrink that show a little bit, it might be pretty interesting, but it's so long. Oh! So, who wins, who loses, all that kind of stuff. Of course, we'll recap it on Sunday, late on Sunday. Just in case you're curious as to who did what. Now, I still feel that movies are just the great escape. When done well, whether it's documentaries or a movie, it's just a great escape. So from all the things that we're screaming about constantly here on America Tonight, you know, will we be living dark, you know, dark and down in the gallows of our bunkers if we let everything creep into our lives? So I think it's good to have some sort of escape. And that's why we do the cheap movie reviews, because probably that's the great escape for me and so many other people that I know. So anyway, that was just a little clip of that movie up for a myriad of Oscars. We'll see what it wins or if it doesn't win any. So it's hard to predict, and the range of the movies and all the different categories are so different this time around. So what an hour it's been. We've talked about a couple of different things. We've gone in different directions, as I said, predicted that we would do. One of the things that we didn't talk about that's worth the follow-up is what's going on in the Ukraine. And we know that now armed men took the airport in the Ukraine, and they're telling Americans, of course, to get out of there. Don't want to be in that spot. We just talked to somebody who had been there, Luke Vargas, a couple of weeks ago. But 50 or so wearing gear seized the buildings in the city, in the Ukraine, and they were wearing military fatigues. The men supposedly had Russian Navy markings, and they were there at the domestic flight terminals. But a lot of the stuff they couldn't really confirm. Tensions are there with neighboring Russia. There are fighter jets to patrol the borders. But there's a dangerous confrontation building with Russia. Russia, in fact, gave shelter to the fugitive president after the protests in Kiev swept up a completely different government. The government in Kiev is now led by a pro-Western technocrat, and there's supposed to be elections. So, of course, the former president is in a luxury government retreat. He hasn't been seen since he fled. And the escalating conflict has sent the finances of the Ukraine just plummeting. And now there's been emergency financial packages that are coming in. The U.S. is pledging $1 billion, with a B, $1 billion. And the European countries are talking about kicking it all in, because they're looking for like $35 billion. $35 billion. All right, I just have to give out this high five. This is a great story. I love this story. And you may have heard the story already, but there's an 11-year-old girl that shot a cougar that was following her 14-year-old brother to their house in Washington. The female cougar that was killed last week was about 4 years old, weighed 50 pounds. They say half of what it should weigh. But they've had a couple of cougars that are Popping Up and Twist is the name of the place. So the father of the kids, which it's the White family, chased the cougar away from the calves a couple of times. His son went out to feed the dogs and was returning to a basement door when he spotted the cougar following him. Ooh. And then other things happened. They closed the door. There was a cougar right behind him, following him. The 11-year-old daughter had a tag to hunt cougars and shot the cougar. And so far, the Fish and Wildlife agents have tracked and killed five cougars for attacking domestic animals in Twisp, Winthrop. That's where it is. I know we have people listening in Washington. They've issued these permits so that they can use the dogs, they can track, they can get the cougars because of the unusual problems they're having. And maybe it's because they're having trouble finding their food, the deer, which would be normally what the cougar would go after. So now a dog and other animals would be in danger because they would be fair game. But the brother, he kept his cool, but he must have been a little freaked by that when you think of the sister with the, thank goodness, being there and being able to pull the trigger and take the shot. And there's an example of in an area where it's good to be handy with a gun, that she was, and that she in fact had hunted, so she knew what she was, she was confident in what she was doing at 11 years old. 11 years old. That's definitely a bravo. Definitely. I'm going to squeeze in one more quick thing because we talked about it. I was in L.A. right before this happened. A dispatcher at the Los Angeles International Airport, couldn't send police to a shooting last year because the emergency phone system didn't have a location. Oh, no. Normally it does, but of course the system failed. And look what happened afterwards there. It could have been a lot worse, but it was very scary for the people who cowered, ran, tried to duck under things, not knowing what was going on. Remember, the whole thing that happened was the shooter was going after TSA people to pick them off. Mm-mm-mm. So the emergency system did not work. Where's 911 when you need it? Thanks for listening to this hour of America Tonight.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.